Please be seated. We begin our Lenten journey tonight with the invitation to come before God honestly. To come before God honestly, confessing that we have sinned, that we have fallen short of the glory of God, that there are times that we stray away from the paths of holiness God calls us to walk. We do not always faithfully follow Jesus in his way of love. And so tonight we confess that we are sinners, that we rely on God's abundant mercy and compassion. And this day of Ash Wednesday invites us to make a fresh beginning. The prophet Joel, in our first lesson tonight, suggests how we can do this. Joel writes, "Yet even now, says the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. Rend your hearts and not your clothing. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love, and relents from punishing." And so in trust of our God, who is compassionate and merciful, steadfast in love, who relents from punishing us, we this night confess our sins. We mourn our failings, and we repent, literally turning in a new direction, reorienting our hearts, our wills, and our lives to God, following Jesus where he leads us. Ash Wednesday is about our hearts, about our wills, and it's about God's call to conversion and repentance and following God's ways. Now, you may have also noticed in our gospel tonight that there is a contradiction in what we do. We put ashes on our foreheads as a mark of our penitence and of our mortality. And of course, once those ashes are on our forehead, everyone can see them. And you may have caught in the gospel Jesus' warning, "Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them, for then you have no reward from your Father in heaven." Jesus is cautioning us not to practice our piety for outward appearances, so other people can see us and say, "Oh, look, there is a holy person." Jesus is teaching us that intention matters, that our motivations are important. If we put ashes on our head tonight solely so that others can see how holy we are, then we receive the entirety of our reward in being seen as a holy person. But if we receive ashes on our forehead tonight as a sign of a right beginning of a holy Lent, of an inner conversion, of our humble confession and renewed commitment to deeper relationship with God, with our neighbor, with ourselves, and with creation, then our reward will be far more profound. It could even be life-changing. Trusting in God's loving forgiveness and mercy and God's great compassion, this night we are invited to confess and to repent, not so that we feel shame or unworthiness, not to punish ourselves, but as a means to turn to God, to orient our lives to the path of holiness that God calls us to walk. The ashes are a symbol of our penitence and of our desire for a restored and deepened relationship with God. When the ashes are imposed, the words are said, "Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return." Those are jarring words. Those are words we don't hear every day in our culture, which wants to pretend there is no death. But these ashes are a symbol of our mortality. We come before God, the one who is eternal, and we acknowledge and remember that we are not. We are mortal. We are creatures made by God, created in God's image and likeness, but we are not God. We will not live forever. We will all one day die. And the promise is that through baptism we are marked as Christ's own forever, baptized into his death, but also baptized into his resurrection. Through Christ we are set free from sin and death. We are set free from the temptations and the lies of this world. In baptism, a cross is made on our forehead with holy oil, chrism, blessed by the bishop. And tonight, this baptismal cross on our forehead is traced with the ashes of mortality and repentance. And these ashes mark the beginning of our Lenten journey, this season of 40 days, which offer us an opportunity, a season that I think is even a gift in which we can heed God's invitation to return, to reorient ourselves to God, to make our relationship with God a priority, placed at the center of our lives. How do we do this? Well, I think Jesus offers some clues in tonight's gospel. Jesus mentions three practices that are central to the Christian faith and life and are at the heart of our Lenten journey. Jesus calls us to give alms, to pray, and to fast. Jesus calls us to give alms, to care for those who are in need by sharing our financial resources, sharing our own abundance with those who do not have enough. The heart of almsgiving is caring for our neighbor. It declares that everything that we have been given as a gift by God. And so we give away a portion of what God has entrusted to us, and we do that in thanksgiving to God. This practice has the ability to transform our world, and certainly doing so changes us. Because if we give away a portion of what we have, then we need to trust that God will continue providing what we need. Giving alms is the antithesis of being closed, of hoarding, of holding on tight to what we have. It's the antidote to that fear that there won't be enough. And almsgiving imitates God's generosity to us. Jesus also calls us to pray. Just like Jesus, we are to be faithful in daily prayer, setting aside time to come before God. And we do this with words. We can use our own. There are many composed prayers in the Book of Common Prayer. But we can also do this in silence, entering into God's presence, listening attentively for God's call, just dwelling silently with God. Part of the call to prayer is also the call to the reading and study of God's holy word, Scripture. Prayer and study of Scripture provides a solid foundation for our Lenten journey and, in fact, for the whole of our lives. Reading Scripture, we encounter the living word, God revealed anew for us in this time and in this moment. Through the words of Scripture, God speaks to us anew. And finally, in tonight's gospel, Jesus calls us to fast. And I wonder if this might be the most challenging for us. Those of us who are middle class have an abundance of food and goods available to us. To give up what we want, to resist our desires and cravings, can show us the power that these desires have over us. It can reveal how easily we may give in to our impulses without even thinking about it. Fasting can transform how we live. It can show us, perhaps, that we do not need as much as we think we do. Or fasting may stir in us a deep trust, a renewed reliance on God, rather than on ourselves alone. In all these things, Jesus calls us to pay attention to our intentions, to not undertake these practices for show, but to do so privately, not to try to impress other people. We're not looking for the approval and the affirmation of others, but instead the transformation of our lives, the deepening of our relationship with God. And in these practices, we are storing up treasure in heaven. We are allowing God to expand and transform our hearts. We acknowledge our need for God and our need for conversion. And we heed God's call to go in a new direction, to choose what matters most, to follow what leads us closer to God. As Jesus tells us, "For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." And that's at the heart of our Lenten journey. Lent is the season for the transformation of our hearts and our lives. This is the season to die to the old life and rise to the new. It is a time for self-discipline and self-awareness. And Lent is an invitation to be honest. Honest about the state of our lives and honest about our need for God. And it is through this Lenten journey that we are able to come to the celebration of resurrection life at Easter. And so I invite you this night to the journey to keeping a holy Lent, to accept the ashes on your forehead as a symbol of your repentance, of your mortality, of your need for God. To accept those ashes as a statement of trust in God's loving mercy and compassion, in God's desire to always forgive us. The ashes remind us how God rejoices when we repent and we return to God. Walking these 40 days of Lent, may we be changed and transformed. May we come to a joyous Easter, which is the foretaste and the promise of life eternal that God desires to share with us. Through our Lenten journey, may we be drawn deeper into the heart of God, into the divine life of the Trinity, now and for eternity. Amen.